Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the Tearing Down the Wall episode, where Chris Connors and Kyle Connors are my special guests. Chris and Kyle share what they're hearing from talent leaders across the country on the challenges faced in the hiring process. The good news is talent leaders really want to deliver on improving candidate experience and onboarding. We cover a number of important topics in this episode, including candidate experience, candidate surveys, and more. Enjoy. Hey, Chris and Kyle, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Chuck. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing great. Happy to be here with you, Chuck.
I appreciate you both taking the time to talk today. I always have good conversations with you guys, and I have no doubt this will be the same. I wanted to talk about the problems that you are finding related to candidate experience, and then also what's going on in the marketplace that you're seeing. Because I know you're having lots of conversations with talent leaders. So I want to hear about sort of what you're seeing and then the problems and such. But I wanted you both to share a bit about your founder story, because I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, first off, we always like to introduce ourselves as we're co-founders, but we're also brothers. So we, we've known each other basically our entire lives. I come from a technical background. So I come from being VP of engineering, VP of product, CTO. And a big part of my career has always been building out engineering teams, trying to, find the best, engineers and product managers and designers to work at whatever company I was at. And, it was always such a struggle to compete against big tech and top tech out there, right? You really had to find whatever possible kind of edge you could. And really uncovered over my career is just how important candidate experience was with attracting and winning over top talent. So, kind of over the years did, a lot of things to, put together kind of the best in class candidate experience, which we can get into, later on, right? But really thought about how can we actually streamline a lot of this manual process and put in technology. So Chris, me coming from more of a technical background and building out products. I spoke with Chris, and Chris was, he comes from more of a sales background and business development background.
Sure.
Spoke with Chris about this, and, Chris, I'll let him share his kind of end, but he was going through, the candidate side, and he's like, my head's about to explode with this. It's so broken. And we said enough is enough. And we said, let's go in. There's a huge problem here. Let's go in and solve this problem. So, I, with, two young kids, I jumped in and, quit my job. And Chris, with, a newborn on the way, he quit his job and jumped in, and we went full steam ahead. But pass it over to Chris and let, kind of him share his end too.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Chuck, it's funny when we talk with people and we tell them we're co-founders, we're also brothers. It's funny because we have basically complete opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to our skill set.
Sure.
So Kyle's technical, product, engineer, right? And then I'm coming from complete opposite end of the spectrum. So sales, marketing, business development, more the extrovert, Kyle's more the introvert. But my entire background has been in software sales. So it was previously at Google. Prior to that, I was at a publicly traded company called Yext. And I'm coming from the candidate side. So I've experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to interview processes and communication and expectations. And, you know, on the last interview round that I was on, I was so overwhelmed. It was so chaotic. The communication piece of it was so disjointed. You know, I share a screenshot of my inbox from that process, and there's about 30 different emails filled with PDFs and links and email threads and different team members. And it was so overwhelming for me. And not to mention it, it took a lot of time for the talent team to put all that together, I'm sure.
Sure.
So that's really when, you know, I Kyle and I turned to each other and we're like, there's got to be something we can do to sort of streamline this entire process right here. It seems like a solution is missing from it. So as Kyle said, I had a 2-week old at home and wasn't sleeping anyway. So we decided let's go sort of full throttle and build an incredible solution to this.
That's awesome. So like, it sounds like you really had experienced the problem firsthand. Were you also hearing from others about this problem?
I was, and I feel like you constantly hear it, right? Like, it's no surprise how broken the candidate experience is. It's been really done the same way for decades.
Sure.
A lot of email, a lot of back and forth, a lot of manual touch points, with the addition of the video interview over the past couple of years. But it's no surprise to the market, right, how sort of defeating and chaotic that entire process can be for candidates.
And just to add on top of that too, so, you know, we hear a lot on LinkedIn from really the candidate side, right, on how broken the experience is, how companies are ghosting them left and right, yep. How they make them fill out, you know, these long, lengthy, you know, applications. But what isn't really said too much out there is just how much companies really do care about this. They do care about having a best-in-class candidate experience. So one of the things that we did, you know, in the initial phases was go and speak with a bunch of customers, right? Because we know we personally had this experience from, you know, the hiring side and the candidate side. But, you know, what are other companies doing out there today? So, you know, we had a bunch of calls in the early stages with, you know, potential customers just picking their brain and understanding what they're doing today.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of companies, they spend a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of resources trying to put together, you know, their candidate experience. And, you know, what does that mean today? They are putting together, you know, a bunch of PDFs and preparation guides to share with candidates throughout the interview process to help them feel like they know what's going on, you know, what to expect, you know, what's coming up next. But, you know, it's taking a lot of time for them to maintain all this material. So we heard this, you know, over and over again, and we said, well, what if we can streamline a lot of that for them, right? So we just uncovered a lot of this just through conversations and kind of customer discovery.
Gotcha. There's a quote by Professor Peter Capelli, who's University of Pennsylvania business school professor, that goes something like, companies always talk about how their employees are their most valued asset. And then he goes on further, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course, but you would never know it by how they treat their applicants and candidates. So I think you're both right. This is a problem that's been going on for some time. It sort of precipitated me wanting to start this podcast back in the spring of 2019 when I started this, to really focus on some solutions and alternatives. Sadly, the problem still persists, which is unfortunate, in my opinion.
It certainly does, Chuck. And yeah, we believe a big reason for that is that there's this whole missing engagement layer between the candidate and the company, during which is, you know, arguably the most important time of, you know, your entire process while you're engaging with the company is that interview phase, right? It's when you're actually making decisions on whether this is a good fit for me or not a good fit for me. And vice versa on the company side. And if you kind of look, take a step back and look at the, you know, kind of different phases of a candidate ultimately joining a company, we like to break it into really three different phases. There's that application phase where I submit my application. There is the interviewing phase. And then there's the ultimately employee phase. During the application phase, you know, we have things like, you know, career sites and job boards, and we have, you know, LinkedIn made it very easy where, you know, I can just submit my application and there I am. I'm in some queue somewhere. When we start at a company, we have all these great resources to, you know, help us become, you know, immersed with inside of the company, like Slack and Microsoft Teams and right. You know, all this internal documentation and wikis. But what about while I'm actually interviewing, right? And not even during the actual interview, because that's only about, you know, 10 to 20% of the time that I spend, you know, with the company, right? The majority of the time is actually researching the company, finding out more about, you know, the interview and, you know, what I'm doing offline. You know, what do I have during that time period? I really have nothing, right? It's up to me, whatever the company gave to me, and then whatever is out there in the wild.
Right.
So there's this whole missing, you know, what we call layer for the candidate for them to engage and, you know, understand as they're going throughout this process with the company. So we think that's a huge part of why there's such a poor experience today. And of course, you have to have all those other things and you have to, you know, stand by what you believe in and you have to actually care, you know, about your candidates and your employees, right? So that's table stakes. But kind of that next layer is having that ability to engage with candidates throughout the whole process.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And going back to what you said earlier about how this is sort of a decades long problem that is I think pretty ripe to overcome and improve. I just heard this morning from a new listener of the podcast through LinkedIn who said, thanks, I appreciate you doing something like this. And she said where she's someone that works, I'm not sure what company she works for, but her company is implementing a new hire survey. And I responded back to her and I said, that's great. In order to impact change, you sort of need to know where you're at. So that's a great first step. So awesome. When I first met you guys, I was like, it was the Jerry Maguire movie. You had me a hello, because I've been, you know, searching for and looking for sort of solutions for this problem for some time. I just think the problem still persists and you guys are actually doing something to help solve that. For anyone that's been listening to the podcast, that little sponsorship ad, these are the guys behind candidate.fyi, in case you hadn't picked up on that. But, you know, I really believe in sort of what you guys are doing and trying to solve a multi-decades long problem. So I appreciate what you guys are doing. So you guys are talking to a lot of folks out in the marketplace with customers or prospective customers. What are you guys hearing?
Yeah. And Chuck, I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. We appreciate what you're doing with the podcast as well. Just bringing more education, right, to everything that's going on and hearing from different talent leaders. You know, we speak with so many different talent leaders. We've probably spoken with thousands at this point. And the sort of one common area is everyone deeply cares about the candidate experience. They're just trying to figure out what that exactly means, right? Like, how do we attach KPIs to it? How do we attach ROI to it? So at the end of the day, that's what we're really trying to focus on with candidate.fyi, and our customers are seeing some incredible results from it.
Can you dive a little deeper into that? Sort of like what they're, you know, what people are, folks are seeing, or any stats that you can share?
Yeah, definitely. So a few different main ones that we sort of talk about a lot is So our customers are seeing reduced support from the recruiting team during the interview process. So with candidate.fyi, candidates now get access to basically a candidate portal during the entire interview journey. And it's filled with what Kyle was saying. It's interview prep material, who they're meeting with, when their scheduled interviews are, culture information, company information, DEI initiatives, really everything. So now the candidate's able to find all the information in there versus going back and forth with the recruiter over email. So seeing a lot of time saved there. We're also seeing a faster close time of candidates, as well as increased offer accept ratios. Our customers are seeing a drastic increase in survey response rates. So you were speaking about that talent leader before, sending out sort of these candidate surveys. What we saw from a lot of our customers was they were also doing that prior, but one of the industry-wide problems right now is completion rates. Right. And they're seeing completion rates anywhere from, we've heard, basically 1% up to around 15% from the surveys that typically get sent out from the ATS. Now, some of our customers are seeing close to 60% completion rates.
Wow.
With our pulse surveys that get sent out. And reason being is they send it out after every single stage of the interview process. It's all real-time feedback, and it's being presented within that portal where candidates are spending on average close to 20 times throughout the entire interview process. So highly engaged with the portals, and we're delivering those pulses exactly where they are.
And I'm assuming there's no incentive, you know, folks add an incentive to complete the survey, get a whatever Starbucks gift card if you complete that. There's no incentive, is there?
No, there's no incentive, Chuck, but why we actually we believe that the completion rates are so high for Candidate FYI is due to this new layer really that we've created, right? We're almost having a conversation throughout the entire interviewing process now versus kind of pre-Candidate FYI. You know, we are really, I like to look at this, like think of it as this invisible wall that's there, right? Between the candidate and the company. And we're throwing information back and forth over that wall. Like, hey, are you available to interview, you know, next Thursday? Sure, sounds good. Okay, here's some stuff, you know, for you to look at beforehand. And then at the end, it's like, hey, can you give me some, you know, feedback on how this went? It's like, well, no, I don't really want to. I feel like I hardly even know you. Well, with Canada FYI, it's like we're completely tearing down that wall and we're speaking with them, you know, at every step of the process, right? And asking them, you know, how'd you feel about this? How'd it go? Right. So now it's more of a conversation and we're making that candidate feel more comfortable. And because of that, that's why they're actually giving feedback. Right. And you don't have to give them, you know, a Starbucks gift card or whatever to actually get their feedback. It's, you know, it's just as humans, we're, you know, we're more inclined to actually respond to something that feels more natural and more like a conversation. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. What I hear you saying is you're increasing the familiarity between the two parties. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's go ahead. And I'm sorry, Chris.
No, no worries, Chuck. And you know, how it's mainly done today, as Kyle was saying, is these candidate surveys, they get sent out at the very end of the process after candidates typically been rejected or they've accepted an offer. And at that point, right, there's so much bias that comes into play. Candidates that have been rejected are like, well, why do I care to submit a survey, right? Like I barely got to know you and I was rejected and then I got a survey, you know, a couple of weeks later. So as Kyle said, we're trying to really tear that down, make this entire process as inclusive and give candidates as much knowledge as possible about the company and who they're meeting with.
Yeah. Great stuff there. So for listeners, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to go and demo Chris and Kyle's product, especially if you're looking to move the needle on candidate experience. I appreciate you both taking the time to chew the fat with me today. Thanks, Chris and Kyle. I appreciate your insights.
Thanks for having us, Chuck.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.